You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
From British settler outpost to unrecognised segregated state under white minority rule to economic turmoil under a dictatorship, Zimbabwe's recent history has been turbulent, to say the least. And now in the twilight years of 93-year-old President Robert Mugabe's life, he has fired his vice president and favoured successor Emmerson Mnangagwa, leaving his wife Grace Mugabe as the presumptive new vice president. But Zimbabwe is still in economic turmoil, and Mugabe's support among key allies like the military and the war veterans has been slipping. The former breadbasket of Africa now suffers food shortages and petrol is scarce. The collapse of the agricultural industry and the Zimbabwean dollar due to corruption and mismanagement has meant more are turning on the president or leaving for neighbouring countries. I spoke with Roland Henwood, a political commentator and lecturer at the University of Pretoria in South Africa, about what this means for the ruling party and what lies ahead for Zimbabwe after Mugabe. So why has Robert Mugabe reshuffled his cabinet recently and fired his vice president?
I think there are two main reasons. The firstly, that he has come under a lot of pressure from within the party because of the uncertainty he created and manages to, in order to keep control of the party. People realize he's very old and frail, and there's a lot of speculation that he will not be able to hold up for much longer. And that created the pressure and the expectation that he must indicate in some way the way forward, or even some indication of a possible successor. The second set of reasons for that is, I think, very much centered around his wife, her personality, and it is very clear that she has very strong political ambition. And I don't think it's unfair to say that she is probably pressuring him, using him, influencing him to create an environment that is going to be positive to her and assist her in achieving her political ambitions.
On that, actually, with Grace Mugabe, a lot of people are touting her as being a successor to Mugabe once he passes away or steps down. Do you believe that Grace Mugabe will be able to retain the same level of absolute power that Mugabe held on to for so long?
That's going to be difficult. She does not have his persona. She does not have his liberation credentials. She was not part of the liberation struggle in any way closely linked to what he has done. So that is unlikely. Secondly, she has become a very controversial figure in Zimbabwe. And gathering from what we see happening, she will probably utilize all sorts of even fairly brutal tactics to maintain her position. And we know in the world of 2017 that has short-term value and then you start losing it. So my sense is if she manages to get into a leadership position, it is going to increase instability, uncertainty and conflict in Zimbabwe. The outcome will probably not be good.
If she doesn't have the personality that Mugabe had to hold on to that power, what would that possibly mean for opposition leaders in Zimbabwe, like, say, Morgan Tsvangirai or other figures like him?
Depends on the modalities. If she goes the route that I expect, and that is more brutality and brute force to maintain her position, it's bad news for them. It is unlikely that she's going to be more democratic and take a democratic approach to governance and politics. I don't think she will survive if she does that. So she would have to rely on the security forces, she would have to rely on the defense forces. That, of course, accepts that she is going to get the support from the word go to get into that kind of position. We've already seen some of the senior leadership in the defense force already indicating that they're not going to allow just anyone to walk into office. They will protect their gains and they will protect Zimbabwe, which means they will protect their own interests. So I think we see some uncertainty and a tough battle ahead for whoever thinks they are going to take over the leadership from Mugabe.
There were recent comments that came out from the War Veterans Association in Zimbabwe. I mean, they've demonstrated several times recently against Mugabe's mismanagement of the economy and the way he's kind of concentrated absolute power. Does ZANU-PF still have those key support bases like the army and the war veterans as a given, or are they starting to move away?
Now, what we see is an increased fragmentation and divisions emerging. The war veterans are divided. Some of them have definitely turned their backs on Mugabe, not with ZANU-PF, but that may be the next step if they see something happening that they're not satisfied with. I think another dimension is that there's definitely a rift opening up between a substantial part of the war veterans and the official Zimbabwean Defence Forces and the leadership of the Defence Forces. The indication is that the army will back Mugabe up to a point, but there's no guarantee that after Mugabe they will be playing the same role unless their interests are protected, unless they are in an alliance with whoever takes over that is going to give them what they want. So the prospects are for more instability and more fragmentation in Zimbabwe rather than a consolidation.
Considering, too, that the ANC has been a steadfast ally of Mugabe, obviously ANC leadership is a bit up in the air at the moment, but do you still think the ANC, whoever the ANC puts as leader, will still stand by Mugabe's replacement? I mean, if Grace Mugabe gets into power, will the ANC stand by her still?
That depends who takes over the leadership of the ANC. Again, you see in South African politics serious divisions emerging, even a fragmentation in the ANC. And Grace Mugabe is not well-liked in South Africa, also not by many in the ANC. So that's not a given. It is going to be determined by who takes over. Also, I think one needs to differentiate between the ANC as political party and the South African government. The government may, for diplomatic and other pragmatic reasons, in some way stand by its neighboring country, but in terms of the ANC, there's no guarantee, and I don't think it's necessarily going to end good for the relationship between these parties even.
Do you think that the political infighting in Zimbabwe will translate to further mismanagement of the country? And do you think that if that does occur, do you think there'll be severe spillover effects to sort of neighbouring countries like South Africa or Zambia or Mozambique or any of those other nations?
Well, it depends. If you have further mismanagement, which means actually just physically taking what you want and the complete collapse of law and order, it will have consequences for Zimbabwe and the neighboring countries. It has already had massive consequences in the Southern African region. And that's one of the challenges. I think governments realize the cost they are paying collectively for what is happening in Zimbabwe, but they don't really have an answer on what to do because everyone is scared to touch President Mugabe because of the symbolic and mythical context within which he operates. So that is the reality. In the long run, it can go much worse in Zimbabwe, and yes, what happens? Well, probably more people leave the country and they come to South Africa and other parts, but they will find it more difficult to get accommodation compared to what happened in the past. And in the end, this problem would have to be resolved within Zimbabwe. The question is it going to be a messy process, a violent process, or is it going to be one that is based on utter collapse and devastation, but without a physical conflict taking place? I think that's the question that we don't know the answer to at this stage.
Reporting for 95 BFM News, Connor Nell.
Iridangi Paul, Radio Bosom.
The Wire. That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.